89 and then mobile monitoring. ACH DFU.
Hello, this is Zulu Sierra 5 Juliet Yankee. That is 5JY calling and echoing from South Africa. Any stations on the frequency? This is ZS 5JY calling and echoing from South Africa. CQ, 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 Zulu, Sierra 5, Juliet, Yankee, calling and echoing from South Africa. Any stations on the frequency? This is ZS 5JY calling. CQ, 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 Zulu, Sierra 5, Juliet, calling and echoing from South Africa.
Kilo Charlie 8, November Tango Echo, listening.
Good afternoon. Baby 7 OLD, Edmondson in the...
Okay, I didn't catch all of the call sign, but I got the KB7, and good afternoon. We're up in Petoskey running around, and just thought I'd throw a call out and see if anyone's about.
Yeah, we're in the and then heading up to the doctor's appointment. It was Kilo Bravo 7 off through Lima Delta. What was your call again?
Kilo Charlie 8, November Tango Echo. Jim, and I'm from Elmira, Michigan.
Not sure where that is. You up here on vacation or for the...
Yeah, Elmira is about 10 miles west of Gaylord and about the same, about 50 miles south of the bridge, right kind of in the center of the state, just off of 75. And, no, we're just up here doing some errands and running around.
How's the weather down there?
Well, we've had some pretty good gully washers for the last day or so, and when we left this morning, it was a pretty thick fog, and most of the way up it was, and then it looks like it's just starting to clear off. Do you know if the 6-8 Petoskey machine is down for maintenance, or if, what's going on with that one?
Right now, I have it on the Petoskey repeater. I'm not sure if I'm going back out or not.
Okay, well, you're kind of in and out in the repeater, so picket fencing, I probably from moving there, but thanks for the contact, and have a nice day, and we'll talk to you later. This is Kilo Charlie 8, November Tango Echo, and I'll see 738 now.
Station asking about the 6-8. This is November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray. I believe them guys had to take the antenna down, and it's currently mounted to the shack, and I don't think it gets out very well right now.
Okay, well, thank you for the update. That's Kilo Charlie 8, November Tango Echo. I was just curious because generally that's got a fairly good footprint, and I tried it south of town and wasn't able to get into it, and I'm sitting up closer to Harbor Springs than Petoskey and wasn't able to, so that was probably damaged during that ice storm last year, I'm guessing.
No, the tower itself had some other users come aboard, broadcast TV and stuff like that, and so a lot of things had to come down off that tower. So that's at least as far as I understand it.
Okay, well, I appreciate the update on that. And this repeater seems to have pretty good coverage. Where is this one located at?
Yeah, this one is located out on Krause Road. There's a bunch of tower sites out there. And yeah, it has really good coverage. I'm up in Pelston right now, Douglas Lake, talking to you on it right now. I get it all the way over in Sheboygan and far south of Charlevoix, too.
Okay, well, thanks for the update there. I'm just running an HT with a 3 dB gain, 5/8 wave base-loaded mag mount on the roof. So appreciate that, and you got a nice signal into the repeater.
Appreciate it. Yep, your sound is good as well. And it sounded like you were maybe a little bit out of the area. This repeater here is tied into the Northern Michigan Linked Repeater Network.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for the update, and I will make note that the 6-8 is going to have limited coverage until they find another site for it. So thanks for the update, and you guys have a nice day. This is Kilo Charlie 8, November Tango Echo, and I'll be clear on your final.
Yep, sounds good. Yeah, I haven't heard in a while what their plans are with that. Hopefully they get it back up in some sort of fashion, that's for sure. All right, 7-3, have a good day. NADPX, you can clear.
NADPX, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Have they actually issued a warning for that stuff on the radar there?
Negative, just a special weather statement.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better. It's always when I'm on the other side of the state.
It hasn't made landfall yet, though. Special weather statement, it was pushed out, WXBOT pushed it out, and then WSCAT, that's why I've seen it. so they're at least alerting on it, but not severe yet.
Well, if it could stay that way, that would be fantabulous. And, yeah.
I agree. It's a little early for this yet. Not supposed to be until later tonight.
Yeah, I was caught off guard a little bit when you sent that image, and I was like, oh, okay. I can't do a whole lot about that right now. Hoping that I can get out of here pretty quickly. Only got a couple basic items to fix and just do a battery backup test, which is all of yoink the AC plug from the repeater and make sure it stays on for 10 minutes.
Riveting. Almost more exciting than watching paint dry. Well, yeah, I hope that my day is short-lived. I'm probably going to already be on overtime by the end of the day today. So that's how my week is going.
That was my week last week and before that, so I don't envy you.
We're so backed up on stuff that I started work at 5 a.m. yesterday and didn't get done until 7, and it was 7, 8 o'clock on Monday. Like, what is going on? This is not for me.
It's like the most unfunnest of unfun things.
I see Mike sent something there. All right, I'm going to hop off of here, and I got to make a phone call to coordinate my next job here. So we'll see what becomes of this storm as it comes across. Catch up with you a bit. Any day, PX.
All right, sounds good. I just got to where I need to be anyway. Thank you.
At the Curly 8 Delta Golf, there is a special weather statement for thunderstorms approaching Empire, but that's Leona and Benzie County, ACADG.
Toby, how are things over there? leader and stuff. Yeah, there's a few issues.
KBCW. Toby, you're barely making it in, man. Lots and lots and lots of static and background noise there.
I know. I'm going to be that way. We've got some issues over here. I don't know what's going on. I think my antenna has finally given up the ghost, or else there's water in it.
Boy, you're doing a better job pulling him out than I am. I don't think I would have got that much.
Ron, I think your ears are fine-tuned to only perfect signals.
Old age.
How goes the battle over there?
You know, there's flood warnings for tonight. I'm like, well, that's nice. So what are we supposed to do about it? I mean, put the big umbrella up over the house or what?
Yeah, I was wondering how that long, slow soaker did for you yesterday, if that caused you any more problems or if it was slow enough that the saturated ground could suck it up before it became a problem for you.
No, the saturated ground could not suck it up. I have standing water all over the place. Just, you know, on the lawn, normal spots where you wouldn't expect to see it. And it's, you know, you would suspect it would just soak in, but it did not.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. We had this conversation before, and then my wife pulled something off of social media. We've been seeing these helicopters flying around with this antenna-like apparatus being dragged underneath them, and according to the DNR, it's to map groundwater. I don't think I believe that, but if that is the case, what are the findings, and you know, what can they do about it, if anything? I suspect nothing and nada.
Right, because even if even if we had a water mitigation system, where would we mitigate it to? You know, the lakes and rivers and streams and stuff are just barely underneath their stages. Hang on one second, I'll be right back. All right, I just was handing someone in a parking lot. Nothing suspicious or anything.
Boy, that brings back some memories.
We've got a guy. He's 80. He's actually a retired carpenter and electrician, and he runs our trap shooting. And he basically single-handedly resurrected our trap league. And that's not as if that weren't enough. He and a couple other volunteers are rebuilding the trap house that houses the throwing machine and the platform and all that other stuff. You know, they're doing it all, donating all their labor, we're just buying the material. So every time I see him, he's got another receipt for me for, you know, a couple $100 worth of lumber. And I try my best to get it right back to him because nobody ever asked him to front the money. So I figure the least I can do is, you know, give him his cash back as quickly as possible.
Yeah, man, take care of those volunteers. Not as many people step up the way they used to like that. That's awesome.
No, they sure don't. And that is a universal. It doesn't matter what it is, if it's religious, if it's a social club, if it's a service club, if it's a charity, if it's a membership organization, you know, I mean, it's the same story. The Eagles, the Kiwanis, you know, just everything. And I don't understand it. I kind of feel guilty a little that I didn't do a better job of passing that down, because my kid is the same way. My kid is involved in absolutely nothing. Zero. They belong to nothing. Not their their HOA. They're just not joiners, and it's kind of annoying, you know. I mean, how is any of this stuff ever going to continue on if no one steps up?
Well, that's why a lot of that stuff is dying out. But I'll tell you the other side of that. Is the fud factor, and you know, the gun club that I belong to is a prime example of that. We need to get some new blood in here. We got to get this going. And as soon as some young guys start donating their time and their ideas, they get shot down immediately. We go right back to running things like it's the 1980s again. So some of that is by these organizations' own designs, because they can't get their heads out of their rear ends and realize that things might have changed a little bit since they got involved, and they need to roll with some of those changes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You are completely and totally correct. And again, that I believe that to be a universal as well. We have a similar situation in a number of the organizations that I'm involved in. And the status quo, I can make both arguments to a point. You know, this is what they're used to. This has worked for 50 years. But you're all aging out. You're all dying out. And we're not replacing you. And when we find somebody that's willing to at least show up, even if it's once a month, you know, they are not welcomed with arms. Let's just leave it at that. I mean, I won't go so far as to say that they're shunned, because I just, the few of us that are still active and all this stuff, we just won't allow that. We won't permit that to happen. But you can't change somebody's attitude, you know, and if their attitude is shit, then that's what these people are going to think their organization is, and they're just going to leave. And I've seen it happen time and time and time again. It's awful.
Yeah, for sure. And as I get a little bit older and shifting into the twilight of my career, where I'm getting a little bit more time and looking forward to having a lot more time to do stuff like this,
have to be very selective about where I'm going to expend my energy, time, and resources, because I'm not going to do it for anyone who's ungrateful or who presents the organization in a bad light, because I don't want to be associated with that. So, yeah, it's a thing, man. It's a problem.
Yep, it is. It is, and you can't save the world, you know. But you hate to back and watch something that was once great crumble. And, you know, we don't even have the manpower to do, I mean, there's community events coming up. There's a summer festival coming up in a week. We don't have the volunteers to staff a booth, you know. So rather than do it half-assed, we're just not going to do it at all. And that's just the way it is. So, all right, sir, I'm in my driveway. See you later. W8RP.
Good luck with the water there, Ron. Good talking to you. Have a great day. I will catch up with you later. K8BCW is monitoring.
KC8VSU.
NACN, mobile.
NACN, KC8VSU.
Hey, Toby, NACN, how you doing?
Hey, doing good, doing good. How about you?
I had to turn on my radio up all the way to hear you because my kids decided to have an argument as soon as I put my call sign on here.
Bright Tech.
NAWK.
Wait a minute, I think we have a Willie Canelli in there. Do we hear a Willie Canelli?
Yeah, I think some people may say that.
Long time no talk to, old man.
Yeah, well, I can't duplex, not duplex. I can't do two things at once, and so I rarely run my radio while I'm underway.
Go ahead, Joe.
Switch back over to you, because I was on the other one. I didn't know they were linked, so. Must be some fun ahead.
Sounds like we might get a little bit of fun tonight. Yeah, it looks like there's some stuff going out Midwest, and there's a cell coming through right now. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. But downstate's supposed to get some nasty winds, they're saying.
Well, that won't be any fun. How you doing, Ward? I haven't heard you on the repeater for a while. Of course, I haven't been listening to this one in a bit, so. It's a game of cat and mouse these days to even get me on the radio. So, anyway, it finally warmed up.
Yeah, Joe, I haven't been on the radio for eons except for the mesh net on Monday. Just had dinner with a couple of hams, and so and I think I was listening to the weather report midday. It really looked ugly, but didn't turn out to do much. So I don't know. They talking about nasty weather in our area.
Yeah, there goes the rare radio for the fifth
time in about 2 hours.
Yeah, my radio's been going off like crazy. I mean, shoot, they've had marine warnings going on from, like, all the way from Charlevoix on down.
Well, Ward, I just drove by your house, and it's still here, so if you're out and about, no worries.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I'm on my way back home. And you probably didn't notice the sinkhole in my driveway. That's the latest disaster that I'm trying to deal with. Got calls out to everybody and their brother. It's not very big yet, but it could get bigger.
Yeah, I don't even know how you go about fixing that. You can't just, like, add dirt because it continues to sink, right?
Yeah, well, I called the city. They came out and looked at it and said, yeah, there's a break in the sewer line from the house to the main, and it's causing, whatever sand or dirt or whatever is there to get kind of washed away. At least that's what I thought they told me. Lots of fun. I can only imagine that fixing it is going to take a piece of equipment with a big backhoe.
Yeah, go ahead, Toby. I got some noise going on right now.
Okay, yeah. No, not fun. You know, those floods really did some numbers around here. I mean, my goodness. You know, but they got Brown Bridge back open. They're working on Beitner. So maybe if they can get Beitner done before November, that'll be a big plus.
I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to that, but they were predicting pretty extended periods of time to revise everything and replace and upgrade. And they're not entirely sure what they want to upgrade to, as I read the paper.
Yeah, I think, well, the funny thing is they had already planned and approved another design to improve all that, and then the existing just didn't make it, so I think the last announcement I saw about it was that they weren't going to change the original redesign, and they were going to try to accelerate it as much as possible without changing it because they don't want to compromise the final design for the immediate need. So, which, I don't know, as an engineer, I get, but as a person, it's a pain in the patootie.
Trust me, if we lose one, three bridges around here, it'll be a real pain. You know, like if the Torch River Bridge goes out, or if the Elk River Bridge, and if we lose two bridges in Elk Rapids, yeah, it's really going to be a nightmare. Go ahead, Ward.
Well, something's happening up here at the Blue Goat. The traffic's backed up pretty substantially. So I'll kick it over to Joe, NAWK.
Yeah, just passed a friend of mine. And I just looked down to where you are, Ward, and yeah, I don't know what's going on. I just took me three rotations to get through the light and then keep going on Garfield South, so there were some people crossing the road and one dude turning right, and all nine cars behind him didn't get to go because the people were very slow and it took the entirety of the light for them to cross, and no cars got through because the first person wanted to turn right. So that was one of the cycles, and it just kind of snowballed from there.
Oh, brother. Hey, and also, kids are out of school, so guess what that means? Road trips! All the fun now that school's out in Traverse City.
Yeah, I think the pump price is going to not have us doing anything this year. Go ahead, Ward.
there was a car pretty beat up as I came past the turn lane for Peninsula Drive. So hopefully, did you say someone was badly hurt, Joe?
Oh, no, they were just slow. And nobody got through the light because the only person going right was the very first person, and they had to wait for him across, and there was only one lane there, so spent the whole light watching people on the crosswalk because they're not independently timed. No, nobody got hurt. Everybody's fine. Just not efficient. I had a buddy who went to Michigan Tech for civil engineering and programmed stoplights for a living. He doesn't live in Traverse City. He's been here. He thinks it's... what's the nicest way to say horribly inefficient? It's whatever that is.
Hey, they're all inefficient up here right now, I'll tell you. It's crazy. It's crazy, you know. Who knows? I mean, it's like in Elk Rapids right now is people cross over the main instead of walking under the bridge with their bikes. They have to walk over, and it takes them the whole cycle.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that... Some of that you can't avoid, too. Like, you don't want to just tell people that, you know, like, pedestrians are always going to have the right-of-way, so you have to respect that to a degree, but, like, the best thing you could do in that environment is design the rest of your signaling to work around it, productively instead of negatively, so. But, everything's easier than it seems until you get into the paperwork, and then all of a sudden you're 7 pages deep on logic, on what to do in certain situations, but, And then as soon as you get it figured out, conditions change because it's rush hour. So, there you go.
Hey, Joe, I left you a battery on your front porch.
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah, I'm almost there. I'm almost back.
Hey, Joe, check 442.5. I'm not picking up on DMR on 442.5.
Okay, I don't have a DMR radio with me, but I just bumped it, and it's up on analog, so the repeater's online. The link might be needing a nudge, though. All right, I'm headed back in. I'll turn it back over to Ward. NAWK to take it, NACN.
Well, good to talk to you, Joe, and I am in the driveway, and I'm ahead in the back door. Good to talk to both of you guys. Over to you, Toby. NAWK clear.
Okay, talk to you later. KCVSU. Yeah, Joe, I don't know what's going on. DMR is not being picked up good on this radio for some reason. I can see that Drake's an ADMH, 2416's up, but, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with DMR on this radio. I'm not hearing nothing. Yes, you.
Any DMA skated are you?
Remote already in this mode.
Hey, DMH, testing. Hey, DMH, clear.
Gator 8, 10, 8,
Node N8A P X. Node 5 8 3 4 1.
All right, thank you. I've got everything going up again. Apparently the MR patch was down, but the fact that you can hear me means it's working now.
Yeah, sure is. You're good to go.
Eh, I didn't hear you that time, though.
I'm on an HD in the house, so I'm just trying to get the mobile set up. We should be good.
Anyway, I don't really know why it's not working. Oh, now it is working. Alright, I love that. Alright. I'll have a portable on. So I'll try to be available.
Sounds good. Getting your age. And, we'll be standing by for Skywarn now.
Thank you, Mitch.
Testing DMR 4425.
Yeah, it's working.
Oh, cool, because I can get out better on this than anything else. I can get in, I think I can get in on your DMH one too, Drake.
That wouldn't surprise me. Although the next time I go up there, I've got a preamp to put on it, so it'd be a little bit better, but I'm going to stand by and let Mike do what he needs to do. Any of you, Mike?
Yeah, I lost on 4425 again. I didn't hear you come back, so I'm back on 86.
All right, well, I'll mess with it in a little bit. Interesting. All right. I'll dive into that later. All right, viewing.
Attention all stations, attention all stations. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Sphere Weather Network. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 7:15 for the following counties, Benzie and Manistee in Northern Michigan. At 6 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located along a line extending 21 miles east of Algoma, 24 miles west of Manistee, to 9 miles west of Ludington, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. Hazard, 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Everything's radar indicated at this point. Let's see here. Severe thunderstorm will be near Thompsonville, Honor, Copemish around 6:50, Platte Township around 6:55, and Lake Inn, Bendon around 7. Other locations impacted include Wallen, Blaine Township, Star Crossing, Pierre Marquette State Forest. Again, severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 7:15 for the following counties, Manistee and Benzie. So any stations in Manistee and Benzie with reports, please contact Net Control. All right, nothing heard. At this time, we're going to stand by for any other check-ins. Looking for Grand Travers and Wexford at this time in Leelanau. Grand Travers, Leelanau, and Wexford, along with Manistee and Benzie. Any stations in those five counties that want to check in, feel free to do so at this time.
All
Hey, EMH, right?
Hey, DMH, I got you. Next station.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, we were up, but put me in standby.
Yep, got you there, Jim. Looks like there is a cell off to, looks like southwest, making its way up. However, it looks like it's probably just going to skirt you off to the west there. All right, any other stations? All right, again, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15 for Benzie and Manistee County. And be prepared, Grand Traverse, Wexford, and Leelanau for a potential activation for severe weather. It looks like we could have that severe thunderstorm warning move towards our area.
WA8OWS.
Can I get the call one more time?
Calls Whiskey Alpha 8, Ocean Whiskey Sugar, Oscar Whiskey Sierra. Name here's John, just going to report. I came from Honor, Michigan, headed into Lake Ann right now. There's a lot of debris down on the ground right now on all the roads, 31 Lake Ann Highway. Wind is probably at least 60 mile an hour, throwing the trees around. Debris is passable at this point, but it could potentially be not passable with the chainsaw here pretty quick. Go ahead.
You said that was like 31 area.
Yeah. 31 Honor. I headed east, and then I turned north on Reynolds, cut through, turned east again on Fewins, and then turned north on Lake Ann Road. I'm currently going through Lake Ann right now. The wind is at least 50 miles an hour, with gusts probably past 60, and debris everywhere on the ground, so small debris at the moment. Go ahead.
All right, very good. I'm going to go ahead and get that reported in for you. And if you come across anything else, just let us know, and we can put that through as well.
Roger that. I'm going to be at my barn here in about 30 seconds, thank goodness. So just thought I'd let you guys know, let everybody know in the area. It's just hunker down if you're in Benzie County. It's pretty ugly. So take care. 7-3, y'all. WA8OWS.
All right, thank you for the report. Any other stations?
Mike, this is KE8SBZ. I'll be standing by on Rainy Lake.
All right, Tony, got you in there. Any other stations? All right, again, this is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Sky Warrants here with the network. Severe thunderstorm warning still in effect. Manistee, Benzie counties. Looking for any stations in those counties with reports of damage. So far, I got reports of small trees and debris on the road. Looks like 31 Honor. Looks like the heaviest part of that is going to be over by Thompsonville at the moment. So have any stations in the Thompsonville or Copemish area, Thompsonville or Copemish? All right, how about any stations in Wexford? I know it's kind of a stretch, but any stations in Wexford County? Looking for Meesick or just south of Meesick? All right, nothing heard. Again, we'll continue to monitor, but again, we do have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect. Still got about 10 minutes on that for Benzie and Manistee counties. And again, stations in Grand Traverse, Wexford, and Leelanau, just be prepared for a severe thunderstorm warning. It's Skated Area H. Looks like that we have one cell that's encroaching on Buckley. We have any stations in the Buckley or Music area? All right, nothing heard from Buckley. Looks like trajectory of the storm is going to put this one cell right between Buckley, Kingsley, Fife Lake area. Bigger cell south is going to look like go between Music, Boone, and then head up towards Manton. So south side of Grand Traverse up towards Fife Lake. It looks like they might actually try to merge.
Next control, Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey, Sierra Zulu, part time.
Station calling static, go ahead, try again.
Net control, this is Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey, Sierra Zulu, have me on the net here, part time.
Andrew, I got you on here. Get you checked in.
Thank you. Good to see you. Still no crossroads for sure.
Go ahead with the location. If you got your location there, go ahead.
Sorry, came in 31 and County Road 633.
Alright, gotcha,
31633. That's good. Thank you. See you, I'm driving there. Kilo Echo, Sierra
Zulu. I'm not sure if a station was trying to get in, but go ahead. Net control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Looks like the severe thunderstorm warning is set to expire in 3 minutes for Benzie and Manistee. However, they have not issued anything for Wexford, Grand Traverse, or Leelanau yet. We are keeping an eye on the cell just to the west of Cadillac. Looks like it's making a beeline right for the Manton, Fife Lake area. Let's see here. Anybody near Buckley or Southern Grand Traverse that has any reports? All right, looks like the severe thunderstorm warning for Manistee and Benzie has been allowed to expire. Currently we have no other severe thunderstorm warnings for the area. We do have a small craft advisory or a special marine warning for Grand Traverse Bay. That is in effect, looks like until 8:15 p.m. this evening. And other than that, we are still keeping an eye on the cells just south of Traverse City down towards Buckley and one cell in the Wexford County area at this time. With no severe thunderstorm warnings, we are going to remain on the air here. We're just going to go into condition green standby, and if anything changes, we will update. But again, we are going to go into standby at this time, and if anything changes, we will upgrade the net. This is Skated Area H. Net control will be standing by. Calling, go ahead.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Foxtrot Alpha. I'm over by 5 Mile and my power just went out. It's been flickering really weirdly.
Yeah, they just got a couple calls over there for power lines and trees down, so That would probably be it.
Yes, really windy.
You got an estimation on wind speed?
I don't know. I got full-size trees swaying. I don't know how to calculate that.
Any branches down or just high winds at this time that you can see?
No branches down, some leaves down.
Okay, yeah, looks like the storm should just be getting over to you at the moment. Majority of this, it looks like, is way to the south, but we're going to get the remnants of what just went through Benzie County.
Okay, I'm hearing sirens, too, so it sounds like they're heading for those power lines.
That control KEA at SPZ.
Go ahead, Tony.
Okay, experienced first gust at 1921 local and estimated 35 to 40 mile an hour, and looks like it was coming out of the southwest. Fresh on that west.
We had the other radio going at the same time. What was the gust?
Estimated gust 35 to 40 and out of the west.
All right, thank you very much.
KD8REH, please see VSU.
Go ahead.
Yeah, SPC, Demont scale 1076. You might want to take a look at that.
All right, taking a look at it.
Okay, yeah, it looks like it's going to cover a good part of just below my area, like Casco, Crawford, and all that, down to Cadillac and that. So, yeah, you may want to read it, just up by that.
All right, this is KD8REH. Control from Northern Michigan Skywarn Server with the network. Any stations on the east side of Grand Traverse County, or just in Grand Traverse County in general, with any wind reports? Take anything you got. Station calling, go ahead again.
Kilo 8, Romeo, Charlie speaking.
I think it was Kilo 8 or Kilo Charlie 8, RCZ.
Yeah, Kilo 8, Kilo 8. Name is Bob, Bravo, Oscar Bravo. I'm over, I think you said you wanted east side, Grand Traverse check-ins. I'm on 3 Mile and South Airport, probably about an eighth of a mile south of Costco. We had some really heavy winds come through, but right now it's just raining. Winds kind of calm down.
Any damage or any estimated winds on that? I had one station at 35 to 40. He was on, East Bay area.
Yeah, we're about a mile down from East Bay, the bay itself. So I would say, yeah, it's, 40. Good estimate. It was going pretty good here, but it lasted about 5 minutes and then it's gone.
Okay, sounds good. You were kind of guesstimating around the same 35 to 40.
Affirmative, yep. 35 to 40. So probably closer to 40.
All right, sounds good. I'll put that down. Any other stations on the east side of Traverse City?
KCVSU, KCVSU, Quebec.
All right, I had Toby, and then there was a Quebec station. Toby, I'll go ahead. What you got?
The storefront just started in here in Key Waden. I got treetops moving and leaves are flying a little bit off. It just started in here. QSL?
Yep, gotcha. Other station with Quebec, go ahead.
Whiskey Delta 8, Mike Papa, Quebec. Location is Fife Lake, and our circumstance is the front moved across us very rapidly at wind gusts, estimated 45 to 50, severe tree movement in it, very little precipitation, no electric go.
Yeah, I got your location, Fife Lake. Whiskey Delta 8, and then can I get the last of the call again there? I'm sorry.
Mike Papa, Quebec.
MPQ, got you that time. Fife Lake. It does sound like they have quite a few trees down over your way, too, so that doesn't really surprise me there. And you said about 45 to 50?
That's part of your channel.
Yeah, sorry there, you were kind of broken too. About 45 to 50 mile an hour wind gusts, and it does sound like they have a lot of trees down over your way too, so you said power was out?
Roger that, we had intermittent power outage, it's back on now.
So. All right, very good, I got your report there. Any other stations on the east side of Traverse City or towards Kalkaska or Antrim County?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Foxtrot Alpha, this is Keith. I'm over at 5 Mile. I'm getting estimated winds that have calmed down quite a bit. I'm saying in about 25 miles an hour. Some precipitation, but nothing much.
Okay, very good. Any other stations? All right, at this time, looks like the storm is progressing well into Kalkaska and Antrim, Antrim counties. Look at brain stations in those counties, Antrim and Kalkaska, with reports.
KE8, Alpha Lima November, Rapid City.
I got Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Lima November.
Yeah, roger that. We have dark skies here, moderate winds, no precipitation yet.
Okay, looks like it might be just a little ways out from you. Just a heads up, we're getting quite a few reports of anywhere from 35 to 40 to 45 to 50 mile an hour wind gusts. So just kind of be prepared as it's moving its way that way. Right, again, this is KDVREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Severe Weather Network. We do not have any severe weather any warnings out this time. However, we do have two cells that have produced strong winds with damage at this point. Cells are making their way to, looks like, headed east, looking for any stations in Kalkaska or Antrim counties at this time. Yeah, go ahead, Adam.
Two things. Signal Tech, how am I doing? I'm on an HD in the house, but since I fixed the 7-4, I should be making it.
Yeah, a little scratchy, but you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. And then I was going to try and call W8NWO. W8NWO from N8APX, on the air here. All right, I guess not. I was trying to get him because that cell headed towards East Jordan and Charlevoix is starting to look really bad, so trying to raise him on 800, not having any luck. But I'm on the air now back home, so we'll be on the side here with you for the duration. N8APX.
All right, sounds good. And, again, we are looking for any stations I'm going to include Charlevoix County into this as well. Charlevoix, Antrim, and Kalkaska counties. Looking for any reports.
W8NWO.
All right, go ahead, Nelson.
I was trying to get in on DMR, but, yep, I'm here. Been outside and monitoring. Standing by. W8NWO.
All right, just to let you know, too, we are up on 800 on D7 Skywarn.
Copy.
Jason, you need to check out that line down call.
All right, checking you out.
KE8FJW is also monitoring.
All right, Brad, catch you in there. All right, this is KDREH, net control. Stations in Antrim County, Charlevoix County, just be advised, there is a pretty decent cell headed your way. It's just making sure, it's like Torch Lake, Eastport, Norwood area. Also a little cell just south of Torch Lake, between Torch Lake and Elk Rapids, so. On that shoreline there, just be advised, there's a pretty decent cell headed that way.
KE8YIL, Mike here in St. Helens. I just talked to somebody in Cadillac, and they said they're getting 40 to 50 mile an hour gusts.
Yeah, can I get your call again there? I missed it. KE8, I think there was a Y.
Yes, sir. Kilo, Echo 8. Yankee, India, Lima, Mike, St. Helens.
Okay, yep, gotcha that time. Yeah, looks like the consensus here is anywhere within the line of the storm is between 35 and 50 mile an hour wind gusts. That big blob that's down by Cadillac there, it looks like it's produced some heavy rain. We've also got some cells firing up to the north. But, yeah, thank you for that.
Roger that. We all need to stick together during our hard times like this, weather getting bad and everything. What was your name and call sign? And I'll write her down here. Go ahead.
Yeah, call us Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel. Name's Mike. Anytime there's usually a decent amount of severe weather, we run the Northern Michigan Sky Warrant Severe Weather Network. So we link the repeaters up. And we'll get severe weather reports and get them off to the weather service.
Roger that. Yeah, I've only been doing this for a couple of years now, so I'm getting out there. All I got was KD8. The other part broke up. Can you come back with your call sign again?
Yeah, Romeo Echo Hotel, REH.
KD8. REH. Got it. All right, Mike. That's also Mike here in St. Helens. All right, thanks for the update, and I guess we'll just have to sit and wait. It'll probably be about an hour before it gets here. So I've already battened down the hatches and called everybody I need to call, and yeah, it looks like it's going to be a little nasty one. I don't need any more tree branches coming down. I just went through that ice storm a little while ago, just got that cleaned up, and then I had a next-door neighbor rented a hoist and took down more branches, and that come down in my yard, and I just about all that cleaned up. I'm done with yard cleanup, that's for sure. It's too hot out there. All right, Mike, you have a good day out there, good evening, and stay dry. KE8REH, this is KE8YIL. Be clear on your final. 7-3.
All right, thanks for the report. And, yep, anytime there's a net, feel free to check in. This is KE8REH, net control, Northern Michigan Sky Warrants Fair Weather Network. Again, we are in condition green. There are no severe thunderstorm warnings in effect at this time. However, we do have a good line of storms stretching all the way. Oh, looks like it's going all the way from Lansing all the way up through St. James Island. So, got quite a bit of weather. Again, any stations in Antrim County, looking for anybody between Elk Rapids and Norwood, and then anybody in Charlevoix with reports. Looks like this is just making its way ashore. Had plenty of reports of 35 to 50 mile an hour wind gusts, lots of tree damage. So anybody with reports there, and also anybody Kalkaska County, southern side of Kalkaska. NADH, KDREH, you still on the air?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, do you see somebody reported there were two water spouts right next to each other, not just the one?
I didn't see that. I guess, wow.
There's a second video floating around, and if you look close, it looks like there were two of them.
I didn't catch that. Go again.
Now, on that same, in the same group there, there was a post, another video showing it looked like two of them right next to each other.
That's pretty unexpected.
Kind of what I was thinking, too.
I didn't see any signatures like that on Velocity, so I'm surprised.
In that video, it didn't really show it to be really pronounced either. You could see the bottom half of it, but it wasn't there wasn't like a real condensation funnel or anything. If yeah, there's two. If you look the first video, if you look at that video, there's one and there's two.
All right, I'll have to go watch that again. Interesting.
Yeah, take a look. It's pretty wild.
All right.
NADPX, KDREH. Hey, DMH, KDREH.
What?
Stand by one second. Alright, NADMH, KDREH. That line of storms, basically from, oh, let's see, Bel Air up to the Charlevoix area. You looking more concerned about that, or are you thinking nothing south of that's looking too promising, really, except for that one cell headed towards Houghton Lake? Probably should focus right now on that south of the north, right?
I would. Stand by. Well, let's see what it does for the next 10-15.
Even got a couple cells popping up just to the south of Houghton Lake in the last couple scans. You see that? Just the other side of Harrison?
Yeah, it just came out of nowhere.
Do you think you could get Cam on the 800 and see if he could keep an eye out over that way?
You want me to, or are you going to?
No, if you could, that'd be great.
Yep, we'll do. Anyway.
All right, again, this is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Severe Weather Network. Looking for any stations in northern Antrim County, looks like Charlevoix County, and we'll start taking Emmett County stations. Got a strong line of storms making their way through both Antrim and Charlevoix this time. Just getting into Emmett County. Any of those stations in the areas, please check in.
Go to ANWO, recheck.
All right, Nelson, go ahead.
Yeah, at my home here, just north of East Jordan, we're now getting light rain and sustained winds of 30 miles per hour out of the west. W8NWO.
Okay. 30 sustained. Or is that gust there? I missed you.
30 sustained.
Gotcha. All right, if you get any higher wind gusts, please let us know. Looks like they're looking for anybody with high wind reports. This is KDRUH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Still looking for any stations in Antrim, Charlevoix, or Emmett counties with any reports. Looks like the storm has finally made its way into Emmett County. Looking for any storm damage, high winds, or water spouts. Looks like this thing has produced a couple of water spouts down towards Traverse City. Any stations with reports, please contact Net Control.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 8, Bravo November Victor, Jet.
That was Kilo Echo 8, Bravo November Victor.
Roger, roger. I'm down in Walloon. The storm's coming across the lake at about 21.5 mile an hour winds.
All right, very good. Got your report. If you get anything higher, 35, 40, 50, please let us know.
Roger, roger.
All right, any other stations, Emmett, Charlevoix, or Antrim County? This is KDRUH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Severe Weather Network. Again, we have a line of storms making its way through Charlevoix and Emmett County at this time. Have any stations with any reports?
KDRUH, signing off.
All right, Tony, I'll check you out. Thanks for hanging around. N8APX, KDRUH.
N8APX.
Yeah, I don't know if you were listening on Zello or not. The guys downtown Petoskey said 30 mile an hour, 32 mile an hour max. Just a lot of wind driven rain. Looks like that cell's starting to kind of sputter out a little bit.
Yeah, I was getting curious. There's that cell right now. I don't know, the velocity looks strange on it, but I hope we're going to get any reports out of there.
Yeah, you were cutting out there a little bit. Now, you looking at the one down by Boyne Falls?
No, up by Lanson. Like, it's got inflow on it.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like that.
ATX, KDRUH. Yeah, looks like that SL is going to probably make a beeline right for Pelson.
The way it's looking, unfortunately, I don't think I have anybody up in that area.
No, until it gets towards, Mackinac City or down towards you, it's pretty much going to be out in the open.
Yep, exactly. I don't know if that thing, it's just strange how it's got inflow on it like that. I don't know if it's finding some energy there to start consuming. Well, maybe that'll grow again. We'll see in the next couple of scans.
Yeah, I had one station down by Walloon Lake. Obviously, you knew about him, and then Nelson. But so far, that's about it. And I got my guy on Zello there that's up in Petoskey. But that looks like that's pretty much petered out. It's basically just kind of making its run for Felston headed northeast.
WNAQ.
Station call and try again.
This is WN8Q, Whiskey November 8, Quebec. I'm about 5 miles north of Harbor Springs and 5 miles south of
Okay, I copy you at 5 miles there from Harbor Springs. Go ahead if you got a report.
Yes, I'm just about 5 miles south of Felston, and winds are moderate. Light rain starting, substantial lightning thunder.
Okay, very good. Keep us updated if the winds change, if you get higher winds.
Attention, barf people, there will be no barf net tonight because of the weather. This is W8REJ.
KDVREH, and that control is someone trying to get in? All right, attention all stations, attention all stations. This is KDVREH, net control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. And at this time, we're going to conclude the net and go back to monitoring. However, there is a potential for the next 48 hours for severe weather, so please remain weather aware. And listen to, keep updated for any potential warnings or changes. Again, this is KDVREH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. We will be clear monitoring.
KDVXI, is anyone out there for Benji Amateur Radio Friends?
You're at REJ. Now there's a weather event going on. Did you copy that?
Yes, I did. Thank you. This is KD8VXI out.
Thank you. W8REJ. And I'm KOP Mobile.
W8BET. I'm not sure if we got a sound net going yet, or Mike. We're not yet, Mike. There's a double in there.
That was me, NADPX. Can't get anybody up in Atlanta.
Yeah, you dropped. I said something about Atlanta.
Yeah, I was wondering if you got any contacts up in Atlanta that could give reports.
KERDV is about the only one that I know of up there. Off the top of my head, that's about it.
All right, they just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for basically in that direction, so it's trying to see if we can get any reports up that way.
Copy that. Unless Mike knows somebody up there that I don't know. It's getting pretty dark out to our west there, Mike.
Yeah, copy, I'm seeing that. No, Davin was the one I was thinking of.
Go up to the calendar here, can I kill?
is there more we're keeping an eye on for tonight, or is it more tomorrow night, or is this kind of both at this point? Oh yeah, real dark clouds off to the west a mile. For now, I'm going to be listening. W8VET, Whiskey 8, Victor Echo Tango. And copy that, Mike. If you want to jump up on V7 Skywarn, I'll grab my radio when I get home. I'm still a ways out. And then KOP mobile. Copy, I'll talk to you later.
ACHCMQ, listening in Lewiston.
NAPX on IKOP.
NAPX.
Hey, my repeater just went off and said special weather statement tornado, and it's based on my zip code here. Any information on that?
Yes, sir. We were just trying to raise you on 800. Just south of Mayo, halfway between Mayo and Rose City. Trying to see if there's any closer pinpoints on that.
Okay, WAVED's in that area.
WAVET. Yeah, WAVET. It's I can't tell distances from where that's at, but it's smack dab right in the center between Mayo and Rose City. Just a little bit southeast of Luzerne. I don't actually see anything, nothing standing out to me there. I got to go jump in and see what the actual notes are on this.
Yeah, I copy all that. That's I'm about 2 miles from my house. That's smack dab, basically where that would be. I'm without cell service. I can't pull that map myself right now, but I'll be home shortly.
Yeah, they're talking about it just concerns of embedded rotation within that bowling segment of the line of storms there. So I think they're just playing on the side of caution there. But I would definitely keep your eyes up and see if you see any rotation there.
Okay, good copy. Thanks for the info. Yeah, it's currently still winds and moderate rain right now. But I don't see anything to be worried about at this point.
I would say at this point, I'm kind of looking at the velocities here, and the closest that I can see to rotation is right on the leading edge of the storm, and it's probably closer to Goodar than anything else.
Yeah, copy. If that's the case, that probably was already passed. I felt like the leading edge was already passed due east past my location.
Yeah, I'd say you're probably okay with where you're at, but yep, I'd keep your eyes peeled.
Good copy. I'll advise if I see anything here.
Copy that. Appreciate it. Break. KD8REH, N8APX, you want to take over here?
Yeah, firm. Just getting set back up here.
All right, well, while you're doing that, Attention all stations. Spinning things back up here, we have a active tornado warning from the National Weather Service for south of the Mayo area, north of Rose City area, tracking northeast into Algona County.
ACHCMQ and Lewis can be standing by.
NADPX on that cube. Yeah, my phones are going off, tornado warning. Basically from
south of Mayo up into Kern area by my place there. I mean, usually I don't see anything right now. It's quite dark yet. But, I mean, usually I don't see anything. I don't know about Paula down there.
All stations. This is KHNet Control, Northern Michigan Sky Warrants for Weather Network. We have a tornado warning in effect for the following counties in Northern Michigan until 9:30 p.m. We've got southwestern Alcona County in Northern Michigan and southeastern Oscoda County. At 9 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Mack Lake, or 8 miles southeast of Mayo, moving northeast at 45 miles an hour. Hazard tornado radar indicated rotation at this time. Nothing has been confirmed. However, it is radar indicated. Again, tornado warning in effect until 9:30 p.m. for the following counties. The Alcona and Oscoda County. It would be just to the east of Mayo. My station's in Oscoda County or Alcona County. Looking for reports.
That's 88RH and then QB.
Go ahead, Cam.
Standby, figures going off.
Very well, we'll wait for him. Any other stations in Oscoda or Alcona County at this time?
KC8PMQ in Lewiston.
CMQ, go ahead.
Yeah, right now I had a little bit of wind, but right now I don't have anything right now. We're just waiting to see if we got to go out and help these guys. We're just monitoring KC8CMQ.
All right, looks like it just passed you. It's just to the south of you. Starting to think that maybe they just did this as a precaution, but again, it's tornado warning, Oscoda and Alcona County.
I'm done, 9KOP, I'm back. I'm going to be driving right into this area, heading home. It's going to, the trajectory of it is right in the path, I mean, heading right from my house. So I'm currently about 5 miles out from it. I no visual at this time, though.
Okay, if you run across any debris, please just let me know. But, yeah, it looks like NWS is posting about it about 9:04 on Facebook, but got quite a delay on it now.
Yeah, copy. Our dispatch is just letting us know about possible tornado weather. It's heavy rain. I can tell you that. I got, heavy rain, 70 degrees, and it's quite windy. But other than that, it's no lightning or anything.
All right, very good. Just keep us updated and let us know what you find. All right, again, just as an announcement, tornado warning. And we got 17 minutes left on it for the following counties, Alcona and Oscoda County.
be in effect until 9:30 p.m. 9 p.m. National Weather Service observed a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located over Mack Lake, 8 miles southeast of Mayo, moving northeast at 45 mile an hour. Looks like the storm right now will be over by Coran around 9:15. Other locations impacted, the Millen Township. Again, looking for any stations in Oscoda or Alcona counties at this time near the warned area.
W-58
on the Gilby. Go
ahead, Ken. You got approximate crossroad on where it should be at. I'm trying to visually see here. It's hard to tell with all the pine trees and everything and where I'm at.
Yeah, stand by. I'll see if I can get you some. N9KLP, K8REH, what's your current location?
Currently, Old State Road and McKinley Road. Old State Road and McKinley Road. Going to be just due west of Kern, southwest of Kern.
All right, N9KLP, K8REH, I got to switch radars here.
Copy that. N9KLP roll. I have zero cell phone service, FYI, zero.
All right, N9KLP, K8REH, what's your location again?
Currently Aspen Alley. And McKinley Road or a Sobel Road.
All right, so you're headed right down towards McKinley, right?
I'm headed eastbound, though, so I'm east of McKinley on F-32, they call it, or McKinley Road.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha. So right around in that track, that's where it's going to be going through.
Currently, here it's a little bit of rain. The light are off to my northeast, where I can't see down to my south here. I got a lot of pine trees, but I don't visually see any rotation at this point.
All right, stand by. I'll see if I can get you a better location. Barely.
Let me see if I can get through on this. They've updated that tornado warning, and it's moved well outside of that area now. I think it's, in fact, they may have dropped it entirely for Oscoda County.
Yep, I see that now that it refreshed. It's way out of there. Looks like it's just Alcona. Or, excuse me, it's,
Alcona. All right, well, I'm just in Alcona County. Give me some, like, Glennie area? Is it down by Glennie, or is it north of Glennie?
I'm looking, Cam. Hang tight.
Yeah, I'm having issues with Radar Omega giving me any crossroads.
Yeah, I got nothing. I can't pull anything up. I have zero cell phone service. I got trees down. Aspen Alley, just off F-32. Got two down so far.
So that's Aspen Alley and F-32?
Correct. Aspen Alley just would be north of F-32.
I got it, F-32, Aspen Alley. Any idea size?
Yeah, not very big. Looks like a couple of tops, the tree tops fell off. That's about it. But they were right in my lane of travel.
Okay. I'll hang tight on that one for a minute. If you keep headed that way, I'll see if you get anything else.
I can tell you the wind has picked up significantly, though. There is, you know, a bunch of leaves and little debris in the roads, but other than that, nothing significant. But barely any rain, but the, like I said, the wind has picked up since I turned on that finale.
I'm having trouble seeing roads, too. But the crossroads he just gave in Google Maps, he's right in the heart of it right now. Cam, you're right in the heart of that tornado warning.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay,
one.
If you keep going north on Aspen Alley, just before it hits M-65 is my area, my house. So I'm just about there. I'll be there in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, the center of that tornado warning watch box has got your house right in the crosshairs. I still don't see any rotation there in it, but that's right where their warning box is. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you want to confirm this or not, Mike, but I see even less rotation in it now than when they first issued it. There's almost nothing there.
Yeah, it's definitely dying out. It's not as pronounced as it was before. I believe they just did that out of precaution, but, yeah, it's not like it was.
Copy. I'm turning on in the driveway here, but there's only those couple treetops that were blown out in the road. Other than that, I'm UTL on any trees down, and I've got pulling in right now, and it appears that it's, you know, lightened up a little bit.
All right, sounds good. Again, there is still a tornado warning in effect. I got 2 minutes left on it for Skoda and Alcona counties. Any stations in those two areas, if any reports of damage, please contact Net Control.
All right, N9KOP. I'm home here. I had to go real funny, you know, like Tampa. But, yeah, just heavy rain at this point now. Occasional shot of lightning here and there, but just heavy rain, and the wind has died down, at least here at home, significantly.
All right, yeah, you're probably on the backside of it now. Looks like you're probably going to have a little bit of rain, but otherwise, not much else.
All right, good copy. I'm going to go inside it, and I have a high-band radio set up inside, so I'll be up on Skywarn 800. And then KOP, I'll be quick.
All right, sounds good. And then KOP, thanks for checking in being there. Again, still is a tornado warning in effect, and there is also a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Montmorency County. Again, any stations with reports, please contact Net Control. All right, looks like the severe thunderstorm warning and the tornado warning have both expired. With that, we are back to no severe thunderstorm warnings or warnings for that matter. This time we're going to go back to monitoring, and again, we will be standing by if there are any reports of damage or severe weather. We will be around the rest of the evening, and please stay weather aware the next couple of days again, expecting severe weather. This is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Severe Weather Network. We will be standing by.